Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the wacky world of reality, where you've got a master of documents. General Deborah is here, Deborah Tavares from StopTheCrime.net, and you have some more documents. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I do, Dr. Bill. And
I call it, instead of hallelujah, I'm going to call it hallelujah. How's that?
That's perfect. Hallelujah. But we have to all laugh through this because we recognize that there's something larger at play. But I want to say this. I'm going to read what I saw in our newspaper here in Northern California. But first, I do want to say, today is October 8th of 2018. It is a one-year celebration throughout this entire Northern California area that was hit by the wildfires October 8th of 2017, 1 year ago. And I will, if we have time, I'll discuss what's happening here as a result of Rothschild and Rockefeller and the kinds of the holdback on rebuilds. They're literally issuing building permits for dense reconstruction along the transportation corridors before. They have priority over the issuance of permits for people that lost their homes. And as it turns out, there's about 60% of the people that lost their homes that have inadequate insurance coverage. That's why we're seeing literally hundreds of RVs and camping around this city from various degrees, from wealthy people that tote their beautiful brand new cars that were burned up in the fires behind their RVs, from people that are living in tents and tattered RVs. We're in a war zone here, and I can assure you what you're going to hear us discuss today on the program is going to underscore that. But Dr. Bill, I want to read what was in the paper just a couple of days ago. It says EPA may relax radiation policy. The EPA is pursuing rule changes that experts say would weaken the way radiation exposure is regulated, turning to scientific outliers who argue that a bit of radiation damage is actually good for you. So, Dr. Bill, I need to have you answer my question. How is a bit of radiation damage, that's their word, good for us? Because we're going to talk about 5G. We're going to talk about the FCC in a minute and how they're rolling in on us. So how is that good for us?
Well, first off, there's always a lot of background radiation. There's radioisotopes in the ground, even in the ancient world. There's radiation from the space, from cosmic rays and X-rays, and background radiation from all the ultraviolet light. But the fact is, if you had an animal or a person exposed that wasn't a non-radiation exposure, and they suddenly got exposed to the real world, it would be extremely damaging because you wouldn't induce their enzymes to do cytoprotection. So the delusional idea that a bit of radiation is like, you know, Mary Poppins' song, a spoonful of sugar makes the radiation go down? I don't know, I've got the wrong words. What if it's wrong with me? A spoonful of radiation doesn't make the radiation go down. It makes you die.
Well, that's true. So now I'm going to jump into...
So in other words, they're full of it, and they want to peddle stuff that's not only illogical, it's suicidal.
Well, that's exactly right. So now, talking about more suicidal documents, I want to discuss the press release that just came out today, again, today being October 8th of 2018. The name of this document that I'm going to be referring to is called, this is the full report's name, it's called Global Warming of 1.5 Degrees Centigrade. That's the report. It's about a 700-page document, but I'm going to read you parts of this. It is diabolical, and it's insane.
You forgot to give them a warning. You know what the warning is?
What is that?
Be seated and have your tray tails in locked in upright position and have your seatbelt and your shoulder straps on, please.
Yes, but at the same time, have hope. Have hope.
Oh, yeah, have hope. The reason is that when you're looking at all these documents, what you have to understand, this is their wet dreams of the Luciferic agenda.
Yeah.
Both the left and the right. And whether this is going to culminate in most of the human race gone. For example, the website Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, not my name, but D-E-A-G-E-L.com,
yes,
has a wet dream of 65 million Americans still residing in 12 resilient cities of 5 million with an apartment of 300 square feet. And your walls are not walls anymore. They're actually video screens. So it doesn't feel like you're in a 300 square foot apartment like a cage.
Well, that's true. In fact, Dr. Bill, we have a YouTube up for everyone that's listening. You can go and listen to 5G Networks, a global network for the calling of mankind. And that's where you and I talk again.
By the way, this is not a long timeline. They actually are publishing this for 2025, which is 6 years and a couple months.
Yeah, 83% reduction of the population in the United States. But we're going to read a little bit about how they're going to create this, because many of you, and I've got to get to this press release, but I'm going to do a little side junket right here, right now. I've been encouraging people to look at their climate action and resilient plans in their towns. So, again, I know, Dr. Bill, some people that live in, desert communities of Hesperia can look at their climate action plan. They will find out what is planned for them to take them down with the weather weapons systems. For example, they talk about dust storms, heat, elimination of water, wildfires, and more. That's in the climate action plan of Hesperia that was adopted in 2010. They talk about street calming and all of the kinds of crazy bicycle lanes that we're all seeing throughout our communities. That's how you know how far into all of these plans your cities have signed you on and into. One of the things I highly recommend for anybody that doubt any of what is being said right now, go to your city, your planning department, and ask them for the grant agreement and the signing of the climate action plan. Who was the mayor at the time that signed you on to these diabolical weather weapon assault plans? The good news is in your plan, you know what kind of weather weapons they're going to assault you with, because, again, in every single plan, they tell you. So I will say this. You must know what you don't know, and you need to hurry up and find out what you don't know. And I'll also say this. One person can make a difference, and everyone should try. Every one of you listening should try. So now I'm going to get into this press release again that just came out, and this is horrific. It talks about this landmark report of the United States and the scientific panel on climate change. It paints a far worse and more dire picture of the immediate consequences of climate change than previously thought. And they say that avoiding the damage requires transforming the world economy at a speed and scale that has no documented historic precedent. Okay? This is what they're saying. This is money for the bankers. This is transforming the economy to asset strip us and put us in smart cities away from coastal areas where we have reduced oxygen supply. Make no mistake. The report was issued today on Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and it's a group of scientists that convened in the United States, in the United Nations, to guide world leaders. And it describes a world of worsening food shortages and wildfires and mass die-off of coral reefs. And they say as soon as the year 2040, but they go on to say a period well within the lifetime of much of the global population. But then they go on to counteract that 2040 date by saying everything is advancing sooner than they thought. And they agree that the report is quite a shock and it's very concerning, says one of the authors. And he says, we were not aware of just how all of this was a few years ago. In other words, how bad it was just a few years ago. But Dr. Bill, this is going to be your favorite part of the report and the program, because this is oxygen reduction and massive genocide. It says that the new report shows that many of these effects will come sooner with a increase in heat. Avoiding the most serious damage requires transforming the world economy within just a few years, Dr. Bill. And they say that estimate that the damage would come at a cost of $54 trillion. In other words, that's how much the bankers want to make on transforming an economy by using weather weapons. But they say, while they conclude that it's technologically possible to achieve the rapid changes required to avoid a 2.7 degree of warming, they concede that it may be politically unlikely. So they're telling us we're going to get whacked. But when we get to the other side of the break, you're going to hear the other part, Dr. Bill, I'd like you to comment on. It's staggering.
Yeah, I'll give a little analysis of what's happening.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'd like you to finish your documents, and then you wanted me to comment. Okay, go ahead.
And I do. Okay, so this is extremely important. Everyone that's listening, again, this is the IPCC press release dated October 8th of 2018.
And that's the IPCC is, by the way, the Climate Control Commission for the United Nations.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
And what it's telling you is the kinds of amplified weather weapons that are going to be used throughout the world if we do not reduce our CO2 and greenhouse gas.
Well, they don't even need to weaponize it. These are a lot of times natural events that they're going to amplify with
and
their
that's
behavior
true. But let
and
me read
policy.
This because
yeah.
Let me read
Please.
This because this is genocide. This is eliminating and reducing our oxygen. So here's what they say. The report highlights a number of climate change impacts that could be avoided by limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees centigrade compared to 2 degrees centigrade or more. They go on to say the report examines pathways available to limit warming, which would take to achieve them and what consequences could be. And they go on to say that the report finds that limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius would require rapid and far-reaching transitions in land, energy, industry, buildings, transport, and cities. Global net human-caused emissions of carbon dioxide, CO2, would need to fall by 45% from 2010 levels, Dr. Bill, by the year 2030, and reaching zero by 2050. This is out of this report. It says this means that any remaining emissions would need to be balanced by removing CO2 from the air, allowing the global temperature to temporarily exceed or overshoot 4.5 degrees would mean a greater reliance on techniques that remove CO2 from the air to return global temperatures to below 1.5 degrees by 2100. The effectiveness of such techniques are unproven at large scale, and some may carry significant risks for sustainable development. In other words, sustainable development is not going to work. They're going to hit us with weather weapons and reduce the oxygen anyway.
Well, I spent an entire evening in 1997 with Dr. Isley, who's on the World Constitution Parliament Association under the United Nations, and they have a special, basically, place in New York City as a special chapel for them. And these maniacs gave me the Federation of Earth documents, and they wanted to do carbon capture. 97, he talked about how they're planning on doing it to do carbon capture, but people forget that there's a thing called the carbon oxygen cycle, and our oxygen level has already dropped from 21 to 19% at the ocean level. So what they want to do is they want to hypoxically not only steal our water from us, they want to steal our freaking oxygen.
Well, they do, and that's why they want to move us away from all the coastal areas. To higher areas where, in the mountains and so forth, the oxygen is less anyway.
Let me take 2 minutes to just explain what's going on here. There's a natural event happening that's already in process. The new island build off the Hawaiian coast is actually the move of the crust of the earth because it's thin there, off the island. So the actual hotspot feeding the island of Hawaii is now moved. So the Kilauea volcano hotspot has moved off the island. The giant tsunami that killed several thousand people in Indonesia last week is because the crust of the earth is moving on a mantle. There's methane being released all over the world, and it takes 6 months in higher atmosphere in the 80,000 feet. It takes 6 months to convert methane, which is 16 times more of a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. Methane is being released all over the world because the crust is about to slide on the mantle. That's called a lithospheric disjunction. When it happens, which happens every 750,000 years, it moves the crust over the hot spots, and you end up with dormant magma domes from previous volcanoes. And we have all kinds of them. In fact, the primary city they want to build underground cities with, the DARPA and Bechtel Corporation, is dormant magma domes, where they used to have a hot spot underneath it millions of years ago. Now, what they want to do is they're going to use this event, which they're forced by timeline to move quickly with their new world order, because they want to move us into resilient cities in the center of the continent where they can increase the oxygen concentrations so you don't suffocate. Because when this event happens, it's temporarily going to drop the oxygen, but it'll boost later on because there's a thing called a carbon oxygen cycle. So as methane converts to carbon dioxide, and eventually the phytoplankton, the upper benthic layer of the top 10 meters of the oceans, and the living plants will just simply convert it to oxygen. That's what they do. But the problem is they want to do carbon capture so they actually drop the oxygen concentration in the world. They also don't want to tell them about primary water, so they want to cause water hydronomic, I call omnicide, or kill everything.
Yeah.
And their idea is they may or may not use weather weapons. Their main thing is they're piggybacking on a natural event to cull the world population and destroy the ecology. And they're going to try to do carbon capture technology. I talked to Dr. Isley for an entire evening, and this knucklehead didn't realize at first that I had a degree, a PhD in oceanography. I didn't write the thesis, but I finished it. And I worked out in the oceans before I went into medicine 45 years ago. I was one of the charter founding members of Greenpeace. I was a Greenpeacer, okay? So I understand what's going on in the oceans. And what's happening right now in the world by these pseudo-intellectual maniacs is they actually want to create an omnicide by collapsing the population. That's why the site Deagle, which is a play on my name, D-E-A-G-E-L, is saying by 2025, 6 years and several months away, is going to have a population of only 65 million, because the other 300 and some million or 250 million are going to be dead, or they're not even counted, because the globalists will say, well, we'll save you if you move to a 300 square foot apartment from your home in, say, Encinita, California, where you got a 5,000 square foot house and you go golfing and you got your own home office and you're a millionaire. No, you got to move to a resilient city in the center of the continent, because we're not going to protect the coasts. We don't want people in the rural areas. We want you in a compressed super city where we'll increase the oxygen, we'll feed you, and we'll actually not have walls in the room in your little apartment. We're going to have cyber screens so you can play golf in cyberspace, or you won't feel like you're in a cage of 300 square feet because it'll feel bigger. That's what their goal is, okay? So the globalists want to cull the population, and they want to make sure the environment massively kills off most of the people. So that's why, in the future, the primary two causes of death are displacement and suicide. Displacement and suicide. So they're planning on amplifying this because they want to reduce the world population by 90%. It's in the Georgia Guidestones. It's in the World Watch Institute. They report every year for the last 35 years. It's in the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, Foreign Affairs Journal. It's in the documents in 2016 before the election with Barack Obama, the Pope, and 72 world leaders.
That's absolutely true. So, Dr. Bill, I want you to comment on this, because you did a great job at summarizing that, and I want you to hear this. This is, again, all part of this press release that we've been talking about. It says
right.
This is our chance to decide what the world is going to look like. To limit warming to the lower temperature goal, the world needs rapid and far-reaching changes in energy systems, land use, megacities, smart cities, city and industrial design, transportation and building use. The report said annual carbon dioxide pollution levels that are still rising now would have to drop by about half by 2030
be
near zero by 2050.
They guess what? If you want to get rid of carbon dioxide, you get rid of carbon dioxide generators if that's your thesis. It's a simple equation.
Get
you want to get rid of carbon, get rid of carbon-based units. That's not us.
Yes.
We're carbon-based units.
That's
okay?
Exactly right. And it says this in here. Emissions of other greenhouse gases, such as methane, will also have to drop. Switching away rapidly from fossil fuels, again, the illusion that we're running on fossil fuels, that's a giveaway that all of this is fake and phony because fuel, our petroleum, is not
these are these environmentic, luciferic agenda mass murderers.
That's exactly right. And they say that we have to do all of this to avoid over 100...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and I've got a few comments here to make once you get your stuff out. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I wanted, so we were talking about the climate change press release that we just found today, so
right.
Everybody needs to find it. I would recommend that you take a look at it. The document is called Global Warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius. If you type that in, you're going to find the document and the press release, etc., that we were
right.
talking about previously. But I want to jump into a horrific FCC, Federal Communication Commission, document on the expeditious accelerating. They say this, the purpose of the document is accelerating wireline broadband deployment by removing barriers to infrastructure investment. Now, let me cover a couple of things that they're talking about removing barriers to in this document. And as a builder, a contractor, we were appalled. Generally, what they do is they look at the system, the different poles that they're going to deploy on, many of which are 100 years old, by the way, and they get individual engineering done on some of those poles, so that they can then decide how many attachments they can put to it. They do individual engineering assessments on wind load, on snow, landing on some of the small cell tower attachments, etc., so that they, again, can deploy. They're going to be eliminating a lot of that and let any safety concerns with overloading poles fall in the courts as the poles are overloaded. They said they have to reduce delays at all costs for new attachers to enhance competition. And they said,
in other words, they're going to put more stuff on the poles that are not necessarily going to require testing to see if it'll damage the poles.
Well, whether the pole can support the increased weight of the attachment.
Right, exactly. Go ahead.
Yes. The other thing that they're going to do, and I found this to be unbelievable, it was just an oh my goodness moment for me, but I'm just going to read this. This is one of the statements from one of the commissioners. It said the first utility poles in the country went up as far back as 1844. They formed a 28-mile line between the U.S. Capitol and Mount Clare, C-L-A-R-E, Railroad Station in Baltimore, Maryland. The poles went up along the right-of-way used by Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. The idea came from an engineer who had been working on a way to quickly and efficiently string a telegraph line between two points. With the poles and wire line in place, they partnered and they were able to send the world's first long-distance telegram in May of 1844. But they go on to say that the humble utility pole is one of the oldest forms of infrastructure used for communications. And it's the same utility pole that will support the next generation of networks for tomorrow and today. Take 5G, they say. We need thousands of new small cell deployments over the next few years. And a lion's share of these are expected to go up on utility poles in right-of-ways. And you can already see the leading edge of these deployments in communities across the country. They go on to say, I've seen these small cells in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the city officials showed this person being Brandon Carr, one of the commissioners at the FCC, where he showed Brandon Carr some of the small cells that have gone up across their downtown in Sioux Falls. And he said, I've seen it on top of wooden poles outside of a high school in rural Woodstock, Virginia, where a small cell is adding to the capacity needed to power students' coding classes and cloud-based learning. They go on to say that this is a rapid deployment. They go on to say that cities that think they can create a moratorium are bad actors, and they will be dealt with.
You have a moratorium against 5G network expansion, you mean?
Yes. If a city puts up or thinks that they can stop this, they're going to be dealt with because they're bad actors and they're interfering. They go on to say this, that they also have to adapt other improvements to the pole attachment rules and to maximize the space. But they go on to say that, and I found this to be just terrific, they have to address two forms of state and local regulatory barriers to the deployment of wireline and wireless facilities. In the report and order, we make it clear that we will preempt in a case-by-case state and local laws that inhibit the rebuilding or restoration of broadband infrastructure after disaster. So hear what they just said, Dr. Bill. They're going to hit us with weather weapons, wipe us out, and then as a result of the disaster, they're going to deploy on any pole that they want without any restrictions whatsoever by the state or local laws or local jurisdictions. And they go on in to say this. In today's ruling, we conclude that state and local moratoriums on telecommunication services and facilities deployment are barred by Section 253A of the Act because they prohibit or have the effect of prohibiting the ability of any entity to provide any interstate or interstate telecommunications services. Barring deployment deprives the public of better services and more broadband options. And they say that there is a small growing number of localities that have adopted moratoriums in various forms. We will put an end to these kind of regulatory barriers. And in this report, they threaten the localities.
Let me insert an idea here. I saw a video the other day sent to me with Joe Rogan, who knows Alex Jones, but he does a lot of interviews on the MMA. He had across the desk from him Elon Musk, and he tried to get Elon to explain the theology behind fusing with AI. And basically Elon said the greatest danger in the future is artificial intelligence, and he warned everybody about it. So the only way to survive is to actually fuse with AI.
And Stephen Hawking's also warned about that.
Right. So what people have to understand now, I'm an expert on AI. Okay, I was writing nonlinear programming 45 plus years ago on mainframe computers. I'm a mathophile. I was writing programs to convert visual thought to digital data, which is one of the reasons why 41 years ago I got offered a job to work at UCLA at the VA hospital to work not only in the World MS Tissue Brain Repository and Microscopic Electron Microscopy and Immunology Lab, but also to work with DARPA. And I turned it down because they wanted me to work on creating cyborg super soldiers, which are female fetuses with genes laterally inserted like Cas9 protocol, act in myosins from jackals to make them 12 times stronger than normal humans, the reflexes of a jaguar and the sight of an eagle. And they connect them through a battlefield matrix of magnetronic non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmets so that they can directly hack them, just like Neuralink that Elon Musk talks about. He wants to take the limbic system. He says, well, your cortex serves the limbic system to keep the limbic system happy. But he said, well, what if we have a super cortex, which is AI, so you can download language skills and have basically digital omniscience and so on, and create superhumans, so you'll have the real singularity, we become part of the singularity, and rather than dying, you download your consciousness to the supercomputer, and then you re-download it to a new body, just on a new body, just like these AI miniseries are on TV right now on Netflix.
Yes.
Now, what people need to understand...
They call it sleeving.
Sleeving. Now, you got to understand, Dr. Deagle knows how to do this, but I'm not going to. I'm not evil. I know how to do it. In fact, I've invented an idea that I don't want to patent because other people would use this patent and repatent it, called the Neurotron Circuit. This is the first circuit in history that could create true artificial intelligence, not simulated like which we have with the Elon Musk's Neuralink, and high, super fast computers that use tremendous amounts of water, like the water shortages they caused with this giant facility in Bluffield, Utah.
Yeah, sometimes the NSA facility, over a million square feet.
Seven times larger than the Pentagon, okay?
Yeah.
What you need to understand here is I'm not a minor person. I'm probably the only person publicly speaking in the world that understands the technology and how dangerous it is.
Well, I want to tell everybody the threat that all local people are under.
Well, that's why while the disaster's happening, they want to make sure they put 5G everywhere. While the global disaster's happening and the omniscient kill is happening, they want to control.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Deborah, with your poop tour that you did last week that we have there, I've changed the name from sewer suicide to sewercide. Do you like that term?
So instead of the sewer poop tour that we have on YouTube, everybody, sewer poop tour. Very important to understand.
That's over your website, stopthecrime.net. But actually, I would title the whole thing sewercide.
Yes. Well, I want to talk about the FCC, and I want to talk about who's really running the FCC. We found in reading this document that I'll continue with a few more paragraphs about, but the Crown Castle is behind the FCC and Google. They are the FCC. And Crown Castle is the 5G beast. It is the Rothschild City of London Depopulation Frequency Division. That's what I call it.
Right.
The City of London's Depopulation Frequency Division is Crown Castle. Look up Crown Castle. There have been other exposés from other people on the internet talking about Crown Castle and the depopulation of that. They are the FCC, Google, and Crown Castle. So let me tell you the threat to all of your local city council members, county board of supervisors, anybody that defies Rothschild, Crown Castle, the depopulation agenda, here's what they also say. This is out of that FCC document, which will be up on stopthecrime.net under Hot Topics in a day or so. But this is a comment, a statement from one of the FCC commissioners, and he says, I have spent so much time working to modernize and strengthen the FCC's commission's commission's Connect America Fund. All of you can look that up. Connect America Fund. And have pushed hard for the initiation of the Remote Areas Fund. A large percentage of state and local governments are due kudos for stepping forward to make the process for obtaining broadband deployment approvals easier. They go on to say, though, that they're talking about those that do not make it easier. He says, well, I support the broadband, and I want to start my comments on the second portion, the moratorium section. Anyone who has worked in the broadband space for quite a while knows that state and local governments have been on notice for decades that Congress wanted to end moratoriums on wireless towers and antennas, and they wanted to end the tower siting decisions based on aesthetics. Now, up until now, cities have been able to refuse a antenna siting or a cell tower siting based on aesthetics, but they're eliminating that. This commissioner says, let me make this clear for those city officials who may not have been listening in the past. No moratoriums. No moratoriums. Absolutely no moratoriums. This is a threat. And they talk about bad actors. They talk about that they declare in their section as a statutory authority. Again, these are corporate rules and regulations for prohibiting applicable moratoriums. In other words, statutory rules for eliminating. They go on to say, every ounce of congressional authority provided to the commission must be used as a counterforce against moratoriums, which is just another word for mindless delay or extortion attempts to generate some local officials' wish list. And the record is replete with examples of such out-of-bound practices, such as digital inclusion funds that unnecessarily create political slush funds and raise the cost of service. So now I want to tell you what they did to the city of Sebastopol, California, here just north of San Francisco, with the city's fight against smart meters. The original fight against the deployment of smart meters that occurred in 2009, 10, and 11 was literally highlighted by the efforts of the EMF Safety Network group in Sebastopol in Northern California. And when the group was attempted to be broken into by Pacific Gas and Electric, which is Rothschild, by their director of smart meters, who got caught and he was fired, a lawsuit ensued. Now, you can hear this on the plan to burn up Northern California, but I'm going to read you the two paragraphs. The first one that was initiated on August the 22nd of 2011 by the California Public Utility Commission, which is also Rothschild. Again, this was initiated by the CPUC back in 2011, and it is directed to Pacific Gas and Electric. So here's what the CPUC says. I assume you're assembling a high-level task force. Well, wait, I have to back up. The subject is space weather. That's the subject, space weather. So, I assume you're assembling a high-level task force of washed-up and never-were, yet somehow movie star handsome, former astronauts to handle PG&E's response to the upcoming damaging space weather. Also, please dribble out one at a time over the next few months all internal memos, lawsuits, PowerPoint presentations, and officer cover-up directives in which PG&E has repeatedly warned about damaging space weather and chooses to do nothing, then has its lawyers blame its customers, aka Earthlings, for any adverse consequences resulting. Now here is the response from PG&E back to the CPUC, and this occurred within just a few minutes. Again, this is from PG&E. Just a reminder, we are the first to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have just changed our receptor site from the Mojave Desert in California to Sebastopol, California.
Oh, really?
And this is in
which
the
is,
plan.
Which is high desert, of course.
Yeah.
But by the way, when they do this, it not only punches a hole through the upper troposphere called the S3 layer, it also increases ground level ultraviolet light and radiation by punching this hole through with high energy light that actually is now sent to ground to turn it into power.
So Sebastopol became the receptor site back in, it was announced by PG&E in 2011. And again, in the Brookings Institute and in some other institute documents, it's acknowledged that California, the push against smart meters threw off the global deployment of smart meters because people were then, after we were fighting against it, then saw what was happening. And Dr. Bill, I don't know if you are aware, but I was arrested back in January of 2011 because I was so frustrated that the local newspapers were not picking up our continued attempts to bring the eyes to this deployment of smart meters. No newspapers would cover it. And
right.
So I decided one day, well, maybe I'd have a chance to put a different face on this, because what they were doing is the same thing they did recently to a homeless encampment. They showed one of the homeless people, very dirty and grubby, obviously had not had a shower, had a pit bull on a leash, and was heavily tattooed as the face to the homeless encampment. When, in fact, when we went through the homeless encampment, which you can see on YouTube on StopTheCrime.net, we saw people that were teachers. We saw people that had jobs, but then were burned out here in Northern California, lost their rental housing because housing became so expensive and rents are now untouchable, and people can't afford to be here, but they're trying to stay to be with family and friends, and so they're in their RVs. But I decided it was necessary to put a different face to the smart meters, because back then, Dr. Bill, when you and I first met, they were using the visualization of those opposing the smart meters as somehow being washed up hippies from the 60s.
Yeah, that's
so
not true.
Everybody listening, go to stopthecrime.net. Please understand your reality and pray. We need to pray.
Yeah, there's a book I just saw on my links here. It's called This is the Way the World Ends by Jeff Nesbitt, Thomas Dunn, 2018. We're going to talk about this on the 26th, and perhaps we should do a simulcast before then. But people need to understand, you and I fully understand exactly what the agenda and the route is, both on the left and the right, to bring us toward a new world order, global omniscient genocide, I call omnicide, water wars, or we call hydrocide, the death of insects, animals, and people, carbon units, by the globalist cybermaniacs. If you think this is just a theory, you're going to die hard like Bruce Willis. You're going to die hard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.